Mom and I are getting ready to go shopping to buy me some new clothes. I can hardly believe it. I guess I owe Brianna a big thank you, since she's pretty much the person responsible for it. It all started when Mom gave Brianna a new paint set and easel. She said it would help Brianna develop her artistic abilities. So Brianna started painting, and Mom's been plastering her artwork all over the house. The thing that really freaked me out, though, was this large portrait she drew of me. I couldn't believe Mom actually taped it up on a refrigerator like that. What if a total stranger just randomly wandered into our house and saw Brianna's drawing up there? Hey, it could happen. But mostly, that portrait was very damaging to my self-esteem. I realize I'm not super cute like the girls in the CCP clique at my school, but please, does my face really look like it got cord to that tree?
Yahoo!
Okay. So maybe a family bungee jumping trip is not such a good idea. As expected, my parents complained that extreme sports were way too dangerous. But that was a lame excuse, because family sharing time can be 10 times more deadly than all the extreme sports combined. Like the activity they'd planned for today. My parents excitedly announced at breakfast that we were going canoeing. I almost choked on my waffle. It didn't have anything to do with the fact that we were going canoeing. I just eat really fast and tend to almost choke on my food on a regular basis. Anyway, my dad had purchased an old, beat-up canoe at a garage sale for $3. He had his heart set on trying it out before winter sets in and all the lakes freeze over. I was like, $3? Dad, are you crazy? You spend more than that on your Egg McMuffin meal. But I just said that inside my head so no one else heard it but me. What idiot would risk taking his or her family out in deep water in a garage sale canoe that only costs $3? Okay, let me rephrase the question. What idiot... other than my dad. I love him and all, but sometimes I really worry about that guy. Even a tiny, cheap plastic pink canoe for Brianna's doll costs more than $3. I'm just saying. The really scary part was that Dad knew nothing whatsoever about canoes. And since it was from a garage sale, it didn't come with a manual, instruction book, warranty, or anything. When I mentioned my concerns, Dad just rolled his eyes at me and said, "Hey, I don't need to be a rocket doctor to locate the on-off switch." Anyway, Mom made PB&J sandwiches, Dad packed the car, and we headed out to this huge bay area that's really popular with boaters. As I expected, the event quickly turned into a major disaster. Mainly because Dad didn't figure out that a canoe required paddles until after we got out on the water. And then he got an attitude about the whole thing because his canoe didn't come with any paddles or an on-off switch. Duh. Which is probably why it only cost $3. But I didn't bother to remind Dad of all of that stuff because he was kind of in a really bad mood. So there we were, just floating around out on the bay for what seemed like forever. Thank goodness it was an unseasonably warm day.